The selection process in Somalia for new leaders has been drawn out and bloody. One of the latest people to die was opposition MP Amina Mohamed Abdi, a rights activist and prominent government critic. She was among about 50 people who were killed in a twin suicide bombing earlier this week in the city of Beledweyne. Opposition politicians gathered when her body was flown to the capital, Mogadishu.
Amina Mohamed Abdi was a well-known and prominent MP. All Somali people know that she was one who always fought for justice and human rights.
The right to vote is something most Somalis don't actually get. Election negotiations take place in closed-door meetings, after which clan representatives vote for MPs, and then MPs elect the next president. That's now due to happen next month under growing pressure from the US and UK, who back Somalia's fragile government. Everybody who's familiar with the process says large amounts of cash change hands as candidates try to buy the support of those who might vote for them. The whole process was meant to take place more than a year ago, but it's been repeatedly delayed, causing tensions and prompting violence, including fighting on the streets last year here in Mogadishu. Militia and opposition army factions fought with forces loyal to the government after the elections were delayed and President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, widely known as Farmajo, signed a law extending his mandate by 2 years. People protested. President Farmajo came into office promising to introduce a system where everyone would get to vote, but it hasn't happened. He says he's been trying to hold elections. His opponents say he's been stalling them to try and stay in power. Fawzia Yusuf is running against him. She says the electoral system's deeply flawed and pits ethnic groups against each other.
People who are against the one person, one vote are those who are not sure if they will come back. So they want their elders to select them, denying every other citizen their rights.
The armed group Al-Shabaab, which controls swathes of the countryside and frequently attacks targets in towns and cities, has said it will use violence to stop the elections. It's claimed responsibility for several bombings at election meeting venues, including the one where Amina Mohamed Abdi was killed. Somalis are left wondering how many more people will die before they have a new government. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Mogadishu, Somalia.